Well, welcome to Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I am Michelle Slade, and tonight we have Marianne Seifert with us, and she is with the owner and the founder of Marianne Senior Placement Services. And if you have not tuned into this show before, tonight you're in for a treat, because we not only do we have someone who has so much knowledge in regards to our senior care here in the North State in Shasta County, but she's also going to be able to give us resources that are going to help you in your time of need. So if you are someone who is wondering, you've got someone you're caring for who is elderly, or you yourself are elderly, or you have a husband or a wife that you just need some resources and some information, or you know someone who particularly may need this type of information this evening, for the next hour, we're going to be talking with Marianne about all the things that she's been doing and all the resources she's been gathering for the last 21 years. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So, you know, I was just reading that it says your mission is to guide loved ones through the process of selecting an appropriate assisted living facility.
Correct. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then throughout the show tonight, we're going to talk more in depth about how that process works and the resources that you have.
Great. Yes. So, yeah, for the last 21 years, I've been helping our older seniors in the Redding community understand their options when it comes to finding an assisted living facility or residential care facility. So there are so many different places here in Redding, Shasta County, that I help them and their families just navigate through that whole process. So I help them understand the differences between assisted living, independent living, skilled nursing. So I help them just clarify what that all means. And it's great, because there's so much confusion, and I love clarifying things for people. So I would meet with them and their families, and we talk about what their care needs are, you know, what prompted the call in the first place, you know, do they need memory care, that sort of thing. I also like to get an understanding of what they're looking for in a facility. You know, do they want a place that has restaurant-style dining? Do they have a pet that they'd like to bring? That's a big deal. We don't like to leave our pets behind. So would they like an apartment style community, or maybe a smaller little residential care facility where there's just maybe six people? So I try to, and of course, financially, you know, what will be affordable? That's always the biggest question. Yeah. You know, finances are always a big deal. So I try to help gather all that information and then narrow down their options, based on all that information.
Yeah. So that has got to be a daunting task when I think for an individual, at home,
because to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think we all hope that we're just going to feel like we do in our 30s and 40s and 50s.
Yep.
You know, the rest of our life. But then as we age, as we all know, everything changes, our body, our mind.
Yeah.
And so being able to have an expert in the field like yourself, I'm sure you become friends with a lot of your clients. I don't want to assume.
I do. I still talk to some today.
Yeah, you get to know them.
Get to know them, and it's very personal. This is a very personal process, because they have to admit that they need help. So often we don't like to admit when we need help. So it is very, very personal.
Well, I have a family member right now who's going through that, who doesn't want to admit that, you know, maybe they need a cane, or maybe they do need a little bit of help with preparing meals. And it's okay to say that they're not that tough, strong guy anymore, that, you know, used to working out, you know, all day long in the hot sun, that it's okay to ask for some help.
Right. Absolutely. So. It's a pride thing. You know?
No, I know. I think we all have it.
That's
just who we are. But, okay, so Marianne, we know where you're here today. So give us a little bit of a backstory. Like, how did you get started in elder care, And did you just wake up one day and I have a passion for this?
So, well, somebody gave me a job in a nursing home.
Good.
That's how I got my start in high school. We lived in a very small town in the Midwest, and I just I needed work, and I absolutely love, I loved my grandparents. I've always had an affinity for elderly people. And so I got a job at our local nursing home. And so I just, I've always worked in nursing homes, actually, especially after I moved here to Reading. But I just have always just loved the old folks and did activities with them. I worked in the dining room. I was a dishwasher. And then it just became this spiraling thing that I just got jobs in nursing homes and got to know. And then when I moved to Reading 26 years ago, I got a job here in a skilled nursing facility. And so I really got to know how that whole system works. And actually, that's how I got to know the resources here. So by doing social work there.
Right.
Anyway, so, I've always had an affinity for the elderly.
You know, same for me. I would say a lot of my friends are older than me, a lot older than me, because I love just their life experience, there's the wisdom that they have, and if we slow down long enough just to sit beside them and listen to the tales that they've already gone through, you can learn so much from it. I can remember when I was a young girl also, I used to work in a convalescent hospital here, but I did housekeeping, and I loved that job because I got to go room to room and have conversations while I was caring for them on a different level, keeping their space clean and, up to what we needed to do. But I got to meet their families and just hear their stories, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
They have a lot to say if you give them a minute.
No, that's absolutely
they built
true.
Our country.
Well, that's true. So, the rock we're standing on. That's a true story.
Absolutely.
So then how long were you working in that type of a setting as a helper?
So back in the Midwest, it was all through high school. So 4 years I got to work there.
Was it like an ROP program like we have here in California?
No, it was a hired position. An actual position as a kitchen. I worked in the kitchen.
Nice.
So I served food to the residents. Part of the job, I had a couple different jobs there that kind of shuffled me around because I loved working there. I would, in the dining area, I would serve the meals to the residents, and sometimes those who couldn't feed themselves very well, I wasn't really supposed to do that, but I would feed them. And
yeah, but what an honor to get to do that.
It warmed my heart because I knew that person enjoyed it. So, and then I did activities there too. That was so much fun to do activities with the residents as well.
So more of the scheduling of bringing people in, or just the hands-on?
The hands-on.
Yeah.
Love bingo that. And did exercise. So
you really had an opportunity to see it, like how important the nutrition was.
Yeah.
The personal care, that social interaction.
Absolutely.
All from just a very young age.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then you did that. You came to Reading. You worked in facilities here. And then everything just started growing.
It started growing, yeah.
So why don't we do this? We're going to hear more about that. We are here tonight with Mary Ann Seifert, and she is the owner and the founder of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. And we'll be back in just a moment. Call your friends and neighbors. Tell them to tune in right here on KCNR, and you'll hear more on this momentarily.
Live a American history at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to May 14th. The Shasta County Grand Jury is a historic institution that investigates and responds to citizen complaints on government issues, ensuring transparency and accountability among local government officials and agencies. Help ensure government transparency. Join today. The deadline has been extended to May 14th, so don't wait. Apply now. Visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org to apply. The deadline is May 14th.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. I'm your host this evening with My Umbrella Marketing. And tonight we have an amazing guest with us, and maybe that's the wrong adjective. We have someone here in our studio, Mary Ann Seifert, and she is the owner and founder of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. And we're learning about her and her passion for the seniors in our community. And we're learning about the resources that are available to all of us. And there are so many resources that Mary Ann created a directory for everyone. And this directory, please understand, is like no other directory I have seen in our community. It is, I would say, almost an inch thick. It is a hard, a nice bound copy. Very colorful all the way through. It has categories that just go on, and I'm going to let Mary Ann talk more about that in just a moment. But First, I want to talk a little bit more about, you had made mention in the last break, just the different types of placements and ways that you can help seniors as they move into the next chapter in their life.
Yeah.
And could we talk a little bit, spend some time on talking about a few different categories? So you mentioned assisted living. Okay. So when I hear assisted living, I have an idea in my mind of what I think it is, but could you give us a little overview?
Oh, absolutely. It does get very confusing. But assisted living are communities, facilities that offer 24-hour care, okay, non-medical care. So while some of them have nurses, RNs or LVNs, it's not a requirement by licensing. And these are all licensed by the state, and they come in many shapes and sizes. Some are the apartment-style floor plans where you have a little kitchenette. Some are the residential care facilities or six-bed homes or board and care homes, they also call them, where there's just six people and they live in a home and there's caretakers 24/7 and they cook your meals, they manage your medications, they take you to your doctor's appointments, do your laundry, they'll help you with all of your personal care like getting dressed, taking a shower, so they'll help you walk to and from the bathroom. They do incontinence management. So if you have some bladder control issues, you know, they'll help you manage that as well.
Okay.
So it's full 24-hour care. A caregiver is on duty 24/7 in those facilities.
So you're living in your own unit? Is that
correct? They have private rooms and they have shared rooms, depending on the community. We have almost 50 homes here.
Wow.
I know there's a
lot. I had no idea.
I know. And you would never know because a lot of them are the little six bed homes, the board and cares, they call them as well, but they're in neighborhoods. And so you don't even know that they're there. Those types of places are like converted houses. So they take care of six people, and it could be a private room or a shared room.
Okay.
And then you've got larger communities that may be more apartment style.
Right.
So you have little, your own apartment, your own room, your own bathroom, little kitchenette, that sort of thing.
So you're more mobile.
Not always, because they're all licensed for non-ambulatory, which means you can have a walker or a wheelchair.
Okay.
So they're all able to accommodate those assistive devices.
So are they set up, and pardon me for my ignorance, but are they set up in a way where, let's say if you wanted to cook, you could on your own, or are they set up?
Yeah, no cooking.
Okay.
They don't come with stoves, although one place does. But typically not in assisted living would you see actual stoves, but they do have microwaves, refrigerators, and if they don't, you're free to bring those appliances in. A lot of people like to bring in their own coffee maker or toaster oven or, you know.
Providing meals for
you.
Yeah,
see, they provide the meals and snacks and everything, and they can do special diets. If you're diabetic, they can customize a diet for you for low sugar, low carbohydrate. They can do gluten-free diet, so they try to be accommodating with the meals like that.
Okay. Yeah. And then is that something that your organization helps place? Are you?
It's really going to be a situation where I don't necessarily need to. I do need to know if they're on a special diet, but the facilities are able. I don't usually have an issue with, you know, special diets.
Right.
So the facility usually works that out with the resident.
So just for my understanding, and if we have viewers who are just tuning in, so a client comes to you and because they've heard about you, a friend told them, they give you a call. Do you go in home and do evaluations with them?
Correct.
Or what would you call that?
I call it a personal interview.
Okay.
It's not a medical assessment or anything like that. I'm not a doctor or a nurse, so it's very informal. It's a visit. I like to get to know who you are, what you need, and we just talk about all the different options. So I would meet with you and your loved ones, you know, family.
Right.
And then after figuring out the best places, a good, after I sort of narrow down the places that are a good fit based on everything you tell me about you,
right?
We go out and we take the tours. So we now with COVID, things are, restrictions are lightening up a little bit, and so we're able to go in for modified tours so you can actually see the communities now.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all part of my service. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay, so then let's transition over into independent living and retirement homes. Like, what are the differences between the two?
So this is probably one of the number one questions I get is, what is the difference between independent living, retirement homes, assisted living, and skilled nursing facilities?
Yeah.
So independent living usually refers to a retirement home, which is a community, apartment-style community where they cook your meals, and they're all apartment-style, and you go down for meals, and they clean your apartment. And usually the utilities and cable television are included in the rent.
Okay.
So it's a community living, apartment style community living.
Okay.
And there's three of them. Well, actually four, but, and then we have the assisted living, which are, it's sort of the next step, after independent living. If you start to need more care 24 hours a day, and so that's why people then transition from independent living to assisted living.
Okay.
And then the highest level of care is skilled nursing.
Okay.
So skilled nursing facilities are 24-hour, you know, medical nursing homes. They're nursing homes. They're medical facilities for those who have a higher acuity of need of care.
Okay. So is that what I would have known as convalescent?
Yes, we don't really call them convalescent homes anymore, even though that's literally what they are. They call them rehabilitation centers. They call them skilled nursing facilities. They call them post-acute. So there's different terms that they use, but within a skilled nursing facility, you've got short-term rehabilitation, and then you've got long-term care.
Okay.
So they in a skilled nursing facility, they accommodate both types of need, short-term and long-term care.
So you meet your new friend.
Yeah.
And you've done your visit with them, and you've found what you believe is their special needs. So then can they bring family members? So let's, in a perfect world, we don't have COVID.
Okay. So right. let's talk about pre-COVID.
Let's just say, okay, we're done with that. We're moving in. You're going to go do your tour, much like picking a college.
Yes.
That's how I'm envisioning.
That's right.
So you can bring your daughter, your son with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You can bring whatever family member, whoever there are. Well, ideally, yeah, you can bring whoever you want. Right now, there's some restrictions with that. But normally, yes, you bring whoever you want to tour with you. Yeah.
Okay.
And I always recommend that you bring a family member to tour, because extra eyes and ears are really helpful, because you can't possibly absorb everything that the facility director, whoever's giving you the tour, is telling you. It's a lot of information.
So yeah.
I always recommend family.
So once you've picked your new home, there's got to be quite a process after that. What's the average amount of time maybe before someone can actually move in, or is that just dependent on the home itself?
There's so many variables. Yeah,
okay.
It'll be based on the availability of the facility. When do you want to move in, and if they have an opening at the time. There are preliminaries to get in, so there's a requirement from the doctor. There's several forms the doctor has to fill out, so you need a doctor's appointment so the doctor can fill those forms out, and then you need to have a tuberculosis test, and then of course a COVID test now. So there are preliminaries to get in, so that sometimes can take a little time for the doctors to get all that together.
Okay. So as your services, are you walking them through that process, or you're
that is my whole service is walking them through that whole entire process.
Okay. So then you, through the years in doing this, have met so many different resources that you've developed this book. So not only do we have the hard copy, where can you pick up your resource book? It's called the Senior,
Senior
Source, and it's a guide to Reading senior resources. And it's printed once a year. Is that correct?
This year, probably once a year. But this will be my next edition coming out, will be the fourth edition.
Okay.
And so you can pick up the hard copy at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, and then Dignity Health Connected Living in Reading. And then also all these wonderful resources are on my website, readingseniorsource.com. But a hard copy can be picked up at the seniors, those two senior centers.
Okay, perfect. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take a break. I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State, and we'll be back in just a moment.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Well, welcome back to the show. I am Michelle Slate, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State on North State Now. And if you are just tuning in, we have our guest in the studio tonight. Her name is Mary Ann Seifert. Mary Ann's the owner and the founder of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services, and she's an amazing woman. What a heart you have.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So to be able to have the energy and the time that it takes to put together, not only are you working with our seniors in our community and finding them their next place in life where they're going to feel comfortable and safe and taken care of, but you've taken all that information that you've learned over 21 years here in Reading, and you put it all into this amazing guide, the Senior Source, a guide to Reading senior resources. And I honestly, everyone, there's no way I could tell you all about it in tonight's show. So we're going to, but we are going to dive in a little bit, and we're going to talk about just some of the great information that's on here. And if you'd like to go on the website, it's readingseniorsource.com. Her guide is listed on, readingseniorsource.com, but you can also get a hard copy. Where can we pick these up again?
Yes, so you can get them at either Dignity Health Connected Living, 200 Mercy Oaks Drive out by Simpson College,
yes.
And then you can also get them at the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson.
Okay.
And so, yeah, those are the two main places right now.
Okay, fantastic.
That are open.
So, I know, right? That's part of the problem.
Well, and with Dignity Health Connected Living, I'm not sure if they're open just yet, but if you knock on the door, the Teresa will run you out a copy. So you just have to ask for the senior source.
The senior source. So put that, write that down, the senior source. You're going to love it. So I'm looking through here, and I'm looking at the different categories that you have, and just flipping through, and you've got affordable housing for one.
Yeah.
That is a huge need.
Yes. Yeah, so the affordable housing category, this section is really great because I try to list all the places that are senior specific. And so they all have, the places that are in my book are, they have an age requirement. There are definitely other affordable housing options, but the ones I chose to put in my book have a age, have an age requirement. So either 55 years of age or older, some are 62 years of age. So you can kind of see, but you definitely can call the city and get a list of other affordable housing options. So yes,
right.
there's a lot in here, and some take pets and some don't, and
yeah.
So you could, I tried to list that as well. But
so then, Mary Ann, when you're meeting with your client, the person that you're helping, and you're trying to do an assessment with them to find out, are they, should it be assisted living, should it be independent living, should it be a retirement facility or a
right.
skilled nursing facility, have you ever met with someone and you said, you know, these are the categories, but here's a placement that I have a resource for you, or are all of these affordable housings under those categories?
So it all depends. No, they're all separated. So in the book, you have your assisted, all the assisted living facilities are located under assisted living. Retirement homes are listed in its own category, and skilled nursing facilities are listed in their own. And what's also cool about this book is I've put definitions under each category. You know, what is a retirement home? What is assisted living? What is a skilled nursing? And how is it paid for? That's usually the number one question.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that just, you know, I touch on that type of information under the definition of each of those categories. So it's really helpful.
Right. And so you've done the homework for us, for our whole community.
You know, the 21 years I've been doing this, I've just collected all of this information, and I just wanted it available for everyone.
Right.
You know, especially if you're new to the community and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're just lost. You have a senior parent. Maybe you moved here for them, and you're just
mm-hmm.
trying to, you know, understand what's available here and you know, how it's paid for, you know.
Right.
Where does Medi-Cal come in? Where does Medicare come in? Where does, you know, insurance come in. So,
right.
You know,
and that in itself can be daunting. I know I saw one, you've got Margie Winham in here.
Yeah, Margie.
And we were talking about her a little bit off air and how amazing she is. And she's one of your supporters of your resource guide.
She is a sponsor. Yeah, she's an advertiser and she helps. Oh, she's just wonderful. You know, she helps people understand their Medicare supplemental insurance plan. So she knows everything you need to know about Medicare.
I had a friend
Medicare
that
plans.
Just went to go see her yesterday and went in just like, I don't know what to do. By the time it was like 40 minutes later and it's done.
Yep.
And it was a little pep in your step, and it doesn't feel so overwhelming and daunting. So we've got this great resource book. We have a lot of other categories I want to talk about, but It's our community partners that make this possible.
Yes, it's the book is free. And the reason why it's free is because of all the advertisers and sponsors. They're the ones that are making it possible. And if you ever see an ad in it, if you ever see any kind of promotional material with their name, just if you ever see them, meet them, please say thank you, because without them, this book couldn't exist. And it's a really nice book.
And you know, you see some publications and it might have, any information is good, but maybe it's not as complete, to our listeners. If you haven't had a chance, if you go online, readingseniorsource.com, take a look at the information that's in there. Is it a complete replica of the book?
It is. Everything is alphabetized.
Okay.
So it's really very organized. So if you go to, let's say, Alzheimer's resources. So you go to the A's and then you click Alzheimer's and it'll say, you know, it'll give you the options of assisted living facilities, you know, skilled nursing, Alzheimer's facilities specifically. I mean, so you'll see, it's all broken down and it's alphabetized. So it's very user friendly.
Fantastic. So if you have a need, if you're listening now and you're like, I'm not really sure what, maybe you're not even sure how to articulate the need that is that you have, that's where Marianne comes in.
Yeah.
Because she can come and sit with you in your home, in your comfortable environment.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right.
And meet you where you are and get an understanding of what it is that you are going to need for your best quality of life. And then you've got this resource guide, and she's going to help you understand what your opportunities are. I know you've got an advocacy page section in here. So
yes, you've got Adult Protective Services in there. You've got Shining Care.
Yes.
You've got
Foster Grandparents.
Yeah, well, all the Dignity Health Connected Livings programs are in here. The foster grandparent program. The payee program. There's senior transportation.
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
That's huge. That's a show on itself.
I know.
Yes.
So I have all the transportation companies listed here, too. But you've got Salvation Army, the Ombudsman program, Long-Term Care Ombudsman. So...
Yeah, great.
A lot of good
great
information.
Programs.
Yes, a lot of good information.
So there's telecare programs. So telephone resource program where seniors can receive a daily phone call from a volunteer.
Yeah, that's part of,
that's
one
wonderful.
Of the, I know. It's a program through Connected Living again. They've got a lot of programs, but yeah, they call and check on seniors. It's just a welfare check sort of thing. And
So. Well, I know that we have a lot of seniors in our community who.
That are homebound.
Homebound, exactly. Mm-hmm. And maybe they don't. You know, their families are young and they're all working and trying to make a living in their home by themselves throughout the day. And how nice to have someone reach out on the phone and just say, how are you? How are you doing?
Exactly. It's just a voice of friendship.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I could see that.
So there's all kinds of things. There's primary care physicians, estate planning attorneys, physical therapy centers, food programs, equipment companies. Where you can get utility assistance, a lot of veterans services. There's a whole section for veterans services. So skilled nursing facilities, gosh, it just goes on and on.
I'm looking at what I love about this directory is a lot of your community advertisers that are in here they have a passion, obviously, for what it is that you do and how you're making a difference in our community with our senior population and their families. It's a trickle effect.
Right, absolutely.
And I'm looking for it. I'm like, oh, is that an ad or is that a resource? Oh, wait a minute. It's both.
It's both. It's usually both. There's a few that are advertisers, but they don't have a particular category. They just wanted to support the book.
Yeah.
But most of them have listings. So have the advertisers and then, of course, the listings are all there.
Yeah.
And it's free to have a listing in the book.
Huge section. Sorry, everyone. I'm like looking through the book as she's talking and I'm like, oh.
I know. We've got, upstate hearing instruments, they're wonderful to help test your hearing and make recommendations. There's the medical home care professionals, Hanson's Moving Company. That's a great moving company, especially when you want to move to assisted living. They'll pack up your things. They'll come to your house and pack up your things, actually. Right. They're not just movers. Actually, have that extra, that service that they actually pack for you.
See, and these are all the things I think, as we age, we know we're going to need probably more mental health assistance, potentially, you know, physical assistance. But then there's that every day, like when you're saying moving, you know, Hanson's Moving, I'm like, oh, yes, need that. You may need that.
Right.
Because we'd all like to think grandson's going to come over and pack, but they're busy too.
Exactly. So the moving companies in here make that extra effort, you know. So, yeah, there's just some great, wonderful resources.
So you have a whole section on mental health I had mentioned. So inpatient and outpatient help, like counseling centers.
Yes, there's counseling. I have the what's listed are the centers that actually can bill Medi-Cal, or excuse me, partnership and Medicare.
Okay.
So there are more centers, obviously, but I try to keep it very specific to Medicare recipients and and what services are covered.
Okay, good. We'll talk a little more about that when we get back. We're going to go ahead and take another break, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State on North State Now, right here on KCNR 96.58 FM and 1460 AM. I'm Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, and we'll be right back.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring Heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Well, welcome back to the show. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. And this is our last little segment. I can't believe it went by so quickly, Marianne.
Oh.
Well, you know, we have been talking for the last 45 minutes about senior placement services. So Marianne's senior service placement, and she has created a resource guide, a directory called the Senior Source, and it's a guide to Reading senior resources here for everyone 55 and older, would you say? Is that?
Yes. A senior is very, it's a broad term.
Yes.
So age is just depending on what organization you talk to. So sometimes a senior is 55 years if you want a senior apartment. Sometimes a senior is 62, and sometimes a senior is 65 when you start receiving Medicare.
Yeah.
So
how old is a senior when you get discounts? That's the important part.
Exactly. I have a whole section in here about where to get discounts, especially in restaurants. Well, maybe not so much right now, but, you know, some of them are, you know, 55, and then a lot of them are 55 or 62.
Yeah.
Retirement
age.
Depends on the individual.
So if you are just tuning in, we've been going through this amazing directory and looking at a lot of information. I'm going to read off the categories that are in here, and then we're going to pick up where we left off. But this resource guide, first of all, it's free. It's made possible because of the community advertisers that are in the book. And it's also available online at Reading, ReadingSeniorSource.com. It's a complete online guide and then a complete printed, very nicely bound, all color. You will love it. It's something you'd be proud to actually set out on your coffee table. It's so wonderfully put together. And inside this guide, you're going to find information on affordable housing, assisted living communities, estate planning attorneys, equipment companies, home care agencies, home health agencies, physical therapy centers, physicians, skilled nursing facilities, transportation, veteran services, and when we're able, again, in the future, we hope, volunteer opportunities and more.
Yes.
And then this is made possible because of, if you want to just mention a couple of your sponsors,
I'm so grateful. I hate just to leave anybody out.
Yeah.
You know, Home Helpers has been a wonderful support. Home Helpers does home care for those who want to be in their home. There's Sundial Assisted Living, Oakmont of Reading, Healthy Living at Home, Bristol Hospice, River Commons, Oakdale Heights, Everything Medical. Forever Woman is always a really important one because they help with post-mastectomy.
Yes.
I just think they're so important. People should know who Forever Woman is,
yes.
That organization. Acting with Love, Vibra Hospital, MD Imaging, they've been wonderful. So Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah.
I could just go on and
on. The list is large, so I'm
there's so many. Copper Ridge, Willow Springs,
And so for a complete list of everyone who supports your resource guide, you've got to pick one up. Tell us those locations again.
Frontier Senior Center in Anderson and Dignity Health Connected Living in Reading.
And then don't forget online at ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Yes, ReadingSeniorSource.com.
So, Marianne, diving right back in, you have 21 years of experience, just to remind everyone. You've put it all into this directory. So we've got restaurants is part of it we talked about, with home improvement is part of it.
Discounts, where you can get senior discounts.
Yes. Fantastic.
Help with utility bills. Help with your telephone. Help with prescription medication. There's a little explanation on how to get some help paying for medications, paying for your utility bills. So yeah, there's a whole discount category in there, which I love.
Yes,
gym
too.
Memberships where they have silver sneakers, you know, gym memberships.
Yeah.
If you want to get back to the gym, they have different gyms here that offer silver sneakers. You have to have
that plan through
your insurance, but yeah. But you can get a real. There's no excuse not to work out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Support groups will end up, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
there's so many.
You're fine.
I'm just looking at my table of contents here, and, you know, I just love the veteran services category too. If you're a veteran in Reading and you want to know if you have benefits and you haven't explored them yet, Veteran Service Office on Shasta Street, they're great down there. They can tell you what benefits that you would be entitled to.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love about this is there's so much information in here that if you were to go to try to find it on your own, it would take 21 years to find all this information. But what I love about it is you may not even know you have the need until you see it in this resource guide and you're like, there's an agency out there mm-hmm. that can help me with that. I'd had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love about it. Not only is it going to empower you, it's going to give you a better quality of life to be able to see what is available for our senior population in Reading.
Right, exactly. And I didn't give away all of my secrets.
Yeah.
So, if you do have more questions about these resources, I answer questions all day long, and I'm just so happy to do it. If you need clarification on anything or if something's not in the book and you want it in the book, I'm always asking for feedback, too. But always feel free to call me. My phone number is 530-222-2250. That's my main office line. So feel free to call anytime. Ask about placement options too. That's also important.
Yes, and your website for you directly is Mary Ann's with an S. seniorplacement.com.
Correct, yeah.
And so when you're typing that in your browser, make sure you put two S's, Mary Ann's, seniorplacement.com. And in there, you'll be able to meet her. She's beautiful. And you'll hear her story, her mission, how she can help you or your family or your loved one, your neighbor. Maybe there's someone at church that you're like, oh, I know the perfect person that she could maybe come and talk to. You just give you a call. Is that the best way to set up an appointment?
Yes. Give me a call and I can talk to you about your situation.
Okay. And then about how long do those appointments or visits last?
If it's for, home visit, usually maybe an hour.
Okay.
It all depends. Sometimes longer, depending on how many questions you have. But usually you set aside about an hour to talk.
So is it only home visits? Are there other options?
Oh, I meet people wherever they want to meet me.
Okay.
I meet people in coffee shops. I meet people if they're in the hospital. I go to the hospitals. I go to, a friend's home. I just go to whatever is convenient. Sometimes if you're, let's say, a wife and you're looking for options for your husband who might have Alzheimer's and you don't want to speak in front of him or her, I will meet you in a separate location if you, of course, can leave him alone.
Yeah,
or if you can get help, you know, to stay with him. But a lot of families like to meet with me first before they, you know, have me meet their loved one. Just so they can really be more prepared when they, you know, talk about the possibility of having to move somewhere. So, yeah, I just come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that makes complete sense. So, thank you for giving of yourself and doing all of this. That's amazing. I'm looking at you have equipment companies in the book as well.
Yes. Equipment companies are adaptive equipment or durable medical equipment, however you want to say it. But they have all kinds of different adaptive equipment, like walkers, wheelchairs, bath chairs. People would be shocked to see what kind of technology there is to keep someone safe in their bathroom while they take a shower.
Right.
That's
so true.
There's a lot of wonderful safety, you know, features that you can install to keep you safe in your bathroom. So equipment companies are wonderful and like everything medical. They have a beautiful display room, so you could just wander around and take a look at what they have available, and very helpful people down there. So.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Well, Marianne, I could talk to you all night, but we're out of time.
There's so much.
We're like, how are we going to fill this hour? And here we are.
I know.
So no problem. So if you're at home and you have a need, I urge you to reach out and give Marianne a call. Visit ReadingSeniorSource.com for the resource guide information. Pick up a hard copy here in Anderson at the, say it again,
Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
Okay, and here in Reading?
At Dignity Health Connected Living.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Mine too. Well, you have listened to another episode of Heroes of the North State. We will be back next month on the second Thursday of the month at 6:05 right here on KCNR. And I am Michelle Slade with My Umbrella Marketing, and I hope you have a good month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.